You're listening to SBS News.
When 27-year-old Yanji Sherpa moved to Tasmania from Nepal in 2018, she was shocked to find out there was no multicultural women's cricket team in the state.
When I come across that we actually didn't have any multicultural women's team for cricket, that was very surprising to me, that being 2021, how can that be possible? So when I spoke to the founder of ICSL Club, they were looking to form a women's team, and I decided it was about time we have a multicultural women's team. That's how it all started. So I have been involved with community and voluntary work in the community ever since I moved to Hobart. Most importantly for me, it was really important to work for something that involves women and empowering women.
She went to work organizing a team, but it wasn't easy.
As a women's coordinator, first and foremost, I needed a team. It was challenging being a voluntary role and getting women to be involved and give their time and making them see why is it important. And for me, it was important that I actually reach women who were interested, who actually wanted to play but never had the opportunity to do so. So the main driving force for me was that eventually there's some girl who was like, I want to join a team, I want to be part of something. They have this team to come to. So as a lot of students, a lot of professional women, it was the games on Sunday. So firstly, checking everyone's availability for practice was a big one. So organizing which coaches and the team. It was a lot on the game day as well, making sure they have transportation, they have food, they have someone to babysit their kids, making sure their husbands can come on field to support. Just making sure that this is the most amazing experience for them.
Ms. Sherpa originally planned to just help manage the team as the women's coordinator, but after watching the games and training sessions, she was inspired to try out the sport too.
I actually was not going to play because, as I said, I've never played before. And I said, I'm just going to manage the team and be there for the players. It turns out that, I saw all these women play, and then, I played as well this season. So that was great.
Earlier this year, the Tassie Superstars were awarded the Women and Girls Initiative of the Year by Cricket Tasmania. That title qualified them as a finalist for the national award in the same category by Cricket Australia. The ceremony was held on Thursday, May 19, and although the team missed out on the national award, their efforts over the past 12 months were highly commended. Ms. Sherpa says she was shocked to discover the team had been nominated for the national award after taking out the state title.
It was unexpected, to be honest. That makes it more special because we as a team never did it for recognition as well. We did it for ourselves, we did it for whatever that means for the community. We just a step forward. When we found out, the best part about it was the Women Initiative of the Year, and it's actually truly, that is what it is.
Tasmania's Intercultural Sports League has existed for about 7 years now. And its founder, Raj Chopra, said the Tassie Superstars national recognition will inspire other women to join the league.
Whether we know how to play or not, because it was only a matter of saying that I'm going to give it a try and find new friends and improve my health and learn a little bit about the sport. So that's all what we were asking players at the start. They didn't have to be professional players, and all these players took that opportunity, became part. They are really good friends now, and now getting the award, even for Cricket Tasmania, have awarded them already the Cricket Initiative of the Year for the state, and now they are national finalists. So I think it's a very amazing story.
Scott Tutton is the head of clubs and volunteers with Cricket Australia. He said there are more than 200,000 volunteers across the country that help run community cricket organisations.
So the National Community Cricket Awards are basically our flagship event for making sure that we celebrate and recognise the contribution of volunteers and cricket clubs and cricket associations and other partners across the country. We do that annually. It was a fantastic nomination that came through, and the Intercultural Sports League, of which the Tassie Superstars are part of, are doing some amazing things in and around Hobart, in the south of Tassie, and you know, just to be able to sit back and recognise not just the fact that there are more opportunities for new arrivals to play cricket, but the fact that we have someone like Yanzi, who's come across from Nepal and has always dreamt of being able to play any type of sport for Australian cricket and Cricket Tasmania and the Intercultural Sports League, to be able to not just provide that opportunity for her, but to really embrace Yanzi and the entirety of that Tassie Superstars team.
Ms. Sherpa wants to see the Tassie Superstars continue to play seasons and grow in player numbers.
It's not that we were the best players or we won the season, but it's still a step forward, and it feels great that it's being recognised in national level. And I think this encourages people from all walks of life, like all religion, backgrounds, countries, to come and be part of it, because people do see it. It is great to play.